This is Deep Dive into Joy, and I'm your host, Gina Rickner.
Hey, Joy listeners, it's your host, Gina. Welcome to Deep Dive into Joy. Today, I want to sit down with you and talk about the renewal of our minds. This episode is sponsored by Lifeblood. I want to introduce you to Lifeblood. This is a supplement company that cares about their quality. Not all supplements are created equal. Not sure if you knew that. Many brands out there cut corners using cheap ingredients and unnecessary fillers that can do more harm than good. So make sure you're reading your ingredient labels. At Lifeblood, they started in 2020 by the owner, Adam. After years of health research and working towards optimizing his own health, he made it affordable and easy. They have many supplements to choose from, amino acids and functional mushrooms. My favorite product was the Methylene Blue. This product has antimicrobial and antiviral properties. It helps with cognitive and neuroprotective effects. So this means it can enhance the mitochondrial function and cellular production, energy production. It is also great for improving cognitive functions studied in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's models. It also acts as an antioxidant, reducing oxidative stress and brain tissue. As always, everyone is different, so make sure you judge to what is good for your body and do your own research. If you need any supplement to stock your natural home remedies, it comes from Lifeblood. You can visit my link, lifeblood.co/deepdive, all capital, and use my code DEEPDIVE, all capital, for 10% off your order. I will also list it under show notes, and you can find it under my link and highlights on Facebook and Instagram at gina.rickner. Lifeblood, because your life deserves better. So today is all about renewing our minds and how we do that through Jesus. It's a powerful and reoccurring thing in the Bible, especially if you read the New Testament. So let's take a look at some key scriptures. In Romans 12:2, it says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will." This verse is the cornerstone and concept. It shows that transformation starts in our minds, and aligning that with our thinking, with God's truth, helps us to live out His will. In Ephesians 4:22 through 24, you are taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in righteousness and holiness. This passage connects renewing the mind with putting on a new self in Christ, letting go of old habits, and stepping into a new identity. When you accept Christ into your life, it literally does bring new life into you, and we should put off everything old and sinful, you know, that was in our sinful nature, and become more like Christ in His image. In Colossians 3:2, it says to set our minds on things above, not on earthly things. This is a reminder to focus our thoughts on God's perspective, not just what's around us. We are meant to be of the world, not in the world. And if we look at Philippians 4:8, it states here, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, think about such things." This is a practical verse for advice and for renewing our minds. Filling it with truth and goodness reshapes how you see the world. And lastly, we have in 2 Corinthians 10:5, "We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." This is a powerful image of mental discipline, and boy, is that a hard one. Being able to recognize and redirect our thoughts towards God's truth. So when you have those bad thoughts creeping in, just make sure to go to 2 Corinthians 10:5. I have learned this through my journey. Even though I still struggle with it, as many of us do no matter what we walk through, when I get the thoughts of cancer coming back or what my future looks like, I automatically have to take those thoughts captive and give them back to the Lord. There's probably literally not a day that goes by that I don't think about the journey that I walk through and the fact that cancer could come back. So I have to make sure that I'm realigning my thoughts with God's truth and remember that I am healed by the wounds of Jesus. So there will be times when, you know, just in my own personal testimony, where my thoughts would wonder, like I would be driving and thinking, what if I get into an accident? Or what if my kids don't come home safely? Like I had to learn to be delivered from such things and say to myself, no, we're not going to do this. I can't live in fear. Plus thinking all those things is totally going against the word of God anyway. I had to take it right back to his word. He holds us in the palm of his hands. The same thought I had to remember during my journey. Again, that I was healed by his wounds. I always say that to myself over and over again because I want the law of God in my head and not some lie that Satan's trying to tell me. If your thought is one that can't be brought back to God's word, then you definitely know it's from Satan. They tell us that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he likes to do best, and these days, I don't allow him to do it anymore. I literally say, Satan, get behind me. You have no authority here. When you learn to train your mind and to do this and to give it to God, life becomes a lot more simple. That's why it's important to stay in God's word so that you have something to come back to and to back up those thoughts. Renewing your mind daily is an active process of exchanging lies or unhelpful patterns with God's truth. It's about spiritual transformation starting from the inside out. All right, so what are some practical everyday ways to renew your mind based on what the Bible teaches us? Well, we can start the day in the Word. That's one way to do it. Spending literally 10 minutes a day, if you don't have 10, at least do 5. In scripture, in the morning helps to anchor your mindset in truth before the noise of the world hits. Everyone has time to work. You know, just like I said, 5 minutes a day, you can work that into your schedule. If there are some days that you don't beat yourself up about it. Stress is a lot harder on your body. And God knows your intentions and your heart. But if you can most days, I know that it tremendously helps me. So you can try reading a chapter from Proverbs. Proverbs is a book that is great for wisdom. It teaches us all about wisdom. Or start with the Gospels to stay centered on Jesus. Next up, we want to speak truth out loud. There's power in speaking scripture or affirmations out loud. It reminds your mind and spirit what's real. Don't believe the devil's lies. So an example would be, I have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. Or, God has not given me a spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7. Those are scriptures that can easily be memorized and have in your back pocket when you need them. Something that I just did recently for a couple friends of mine, I got like a little photo album, and while they were walking through, they're walking through some hard times. So I just made a book, and in the front I said something on the lines like, if you're feeling blue, it was just like, I took index cards and I wrote out a lot of like healing verses or just uplifting verses, and I put them in each page, and then they have that to carry with them in their purse or wherever they are. And whenever they're feeling those thoughts or having those thoughts and, Satan telling them their lies, they can just pull that out and read through the verses. And I thought that was something that was pretty cool to do for friends. To me, that's an idea that you can do for somebody. But we can watch our inputs. We can, make sure that we're paying attention to what we watch, what we listen to, what we're reading, and what we scroll through. Shape your thoughts. This shapes your thoughts more than you realize whenever you're pretty much doom scrolling, I guess is what they call it. But probably most of this today comes from social media. The phones are literally a blessing and a curse. So I just have some advice. Don't start your day by picking up your phone and scrolling through Facebook or Instagram or going through emails. I feel like this just fuels the fire. It fuels fear, negativity, or comparison, and it's worth reconsidering. So, a tip for this is just ask yourself, is this renewing my mind or is it distracting me? Remember, we have to lay down our flesh and not always do what's most convenient for ourselves. Maybe start the day by asking God what He wants for your day and how He wants to lead you. We can also replace the lies with truth. When a negative or anxious thought comes in, I want you to catch it and ask, is this from God or not? If not, I want you to replace it with scripture. Again, that's why it's important to have some in your back pocket. So, a tip for this is like if you're feeling like you're not enough, I want you to replace that thought with, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Renewing the mind in biblical terms is about changing your mindset to reflect God's truth, not just once, but daily. Let go of toxic patterns and thinking, filling your mind with scripture, living with purpose and awareness, allowing the Holy Spirit to transform you. Battle for the mind determines whether we walk in life in peace or confusion and defeat. Being spiritually minded brings true peace. Now, by no means am I perfect, so I have to give myself some grace and remember that the grace that is given to me through Jesus. And, I have to practice these things daily too. So today's favorite Bible verse comes from Romans 8, 5 through 6. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. I hope you can take some of these tools I've given you and really work on your mental health and renewing your mind. I hope that you share this with anyone that is in your community. And if you can just leave a review, like the show, hit the follow button. I release episodes every Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. As always, go out and find the joy today. Bye, friends.